This is St. Louis Public Radio. This month, 150 college students converged on a small community in southern Illinois for a unique spring break experience. It's called the Living Lands and Waters Alternative Spring Break, and it's not for the faint of heart. As St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon reports, these students have collected thousands of pounds of trash from the Mississippi, including tires, toilets, and TVs.
A rowdy group of college students is slathering on sunscreen and getting ready for a day on the river. Instead of bathing suits, these 20 spring breakers are decked out in knee-high rubber boots and faded life jackets. They're part of the Living Lands and Waters River Cleanup Crew. For a week, they'll spend their days pulling trash from the Mississippi near Grafton, Illinois. Since the program began in 2010, about 1,300 college students from across the U.S. have collected more than 1.2 million pounds of trash. Tammy Becker is the program's manager at Living Lands and Waters. She says it's great to have a job where the results of your work are so visible.
We feel very blessed because a lot of people can work all day and not really know what their impact is, but we get to see it every day.
For 7 months of the year, the 10-member and 3-dog crew lives on a river barge and organizes cleanups along the Mississippi. This year, they're docked in Grafton, but they've also worked in Memphis and Louisville. Madeline Cool is a senior at Western Illinois University. This is the second year she's volunteered with the program. She hoists a big bag over her shoulder, keeping a close eye on the ground.
It's kind of like a game. It's almost like a treasure hunt. You'll never know what you're going to find. And I found another duck decoy. I'm super excited about that. Just going to take it home and put it with a collection. And I found a metal gate, lots of glass bottles, foam, styrofoam.
Cool pulls a glass bottle out of some tangled tree branches on the riverbank. She enjoys cleaning up the river, but she hopes that someday river cleanups like this won't be necessary.
Through education and awareness, we can probably get to where we won't have to keep doing this over and over and over again. So I think we'll get there eventually. Just right now, we're just going to have to keep picking up the trash.
A few hundred yards away, Illinois State senior Lindsay Sullivan is picking up pieces of styrofoam. She says her friends were surprised when she decided to spend her spring break volunteering, but that she wanted to do it while she still had the chance.
I don't know if there will ever be opportunities like this again. Once I start working, I don't know if I'll be able to just take off for a week.
The students haul their finds back to a central drop-off point, where the crew has started a small campfire and set out fixins for s'mores. John Bostrom is the operations manager for Living Lands and Waters. He tallies up today's garbage and gets it ready to load into one of the boats.
Well, yeah, we got a helium tank here. Oh, we got some boat buoys there. Hot water heater. Ooh, look at this. Look at this treasure. We got a water ski.
Bostrom isn't new to river cleanups. He was actually a spring breaker back in 2009, and he says it takes a special kind of person to do this sort of thing.
At the end of the day, like, yeah, you're tired and sore and covered in mud, but you see the results. You see barge loads of garbage, and it's very rewarding.
Pretty soon, it's time to load up the boat. A crew member radios the spring breakers to let them know he's coming to pick them up.
We're heading back right now. I got a full bag, and we'll be there in probably about 10 minutes.
10-4 Nighthawk, over.
The students form a human chain and slowly load up the boat. They're hungry and covered in mud, but spirits are high.
I think it's time to sing our favorite song.
All right, y'all, you ready?
Get on the boat!
This year, the spring breakers have collected about 35,000 pounds of trash from the Mississippi. And that's something to sing about.
Get on the boat!
I'm Shayla Farzon, St. Louis Public Radio.